Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory and name. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory and name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory and name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Take away, give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Give and take away, give and take away. My heart will choose to say, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Come and empower us.
fill us with your wisdom this morning. Lord, release your glory in this place this morning, Lord. Lord, we want to see your glory in whatever way that looks like, Lord. Whether it's repentance, whether it's mercy, whether it's revelation. Lord, all glory and honor and power to you this morning. Lord, we declare in this place, we have set ourselves aside, Lord. We have come to meet with you this morning. Lord, that the whole world would pass away before our eyes this morning. Everything that's not of you, Lord, we break agreement with. We come into agreement, Lord, with what your will is here this morning.
I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for the darkness is stopped. We come in the light. Hallelujah! Yes! Show over here, Jesus. Hallelujah! Jesus, we never forget what you do. Never. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your glory, for your mercy. Thank you for you put the darkness under us feet. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Hear and bless you, pour out our turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your Lord. Still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory and the name, blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Give and take away. Give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Give and take away. Give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be. abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Sing this song with me this morning.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Cause Lord, I want to see you.
Cry out to him this morning.
Lord, I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you.
The name of
all will see how great, how great. His word. Pain and the sorrow.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. thank you that as you have promised, you have come. That we have an audience with the King.
Cry out, Jesus, come, Jesus, come, Jesus, come. When Jesus is crying out, come, you come, I am here. All ye that are heavy laden, burdened, in need, or just want more of me, of Him, come. This is a place of refuge. This is the place where He is. He wants you to come. Open up. He's calling. He's calling.
Yeah, let it rain. I can't hold it in, so I better tell you. Psalm 4:4. Psalm 4:5. Offer the sacrifice of the righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. As we go through Gethsemane, we'll have to make choices to trust the Lord where we haven't before. We will go to painful places. That takes a sacrifice to do what's right. Where before we have let sin protect us, such as anger or pride or doubt or selfishness or impatience, we have to stop that and lay that down. And that may require more pain, just as instead of lashing out at someone, showing your hurt or your vulnerability may expose you further and increase your pain. That's a sacrifice of righteousness. When you are in pain, when you are broken and you're at your very end, and that's where you want to clutch onto that wrong God, that anger, that defense, that withdrawal, whatever you choose, and to say, I'm going to trust the Lord. Though I know it's going to cost me. It's going to cost me more than I've already paid right now. And I'm in desperate pain right at this moment. But I'm going to step out. And that means I have to trust in the Lord. Like the psalm says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. So you will be broken and desperate and ready to cling onto that drink or cling onto that website of images that you know you shouldn't look at, or that anger or that withdrawal or that impatience and that short, sharp tongue, because you're in pain and you want that pain to stop. But you will say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to trust in the Lord and I'm going to continue in my pain. And I know that He will heal me at that point. He will heal me when He chooses. But I would rather feel pain, and I'd feel more pain than I have before, rather that than go into my defense that is wrong, my defense that is sinful. And I'm going to let Him learn to be my defense. Especially when we have already sinned. And furthermore, Psalm 31 says that there are enemies who want to condemn us because of our sin. You read it. Out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for Thou art my strength. I will be be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Verse 10, for my life is spent with grief, things that we weren't meant to carry, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. So in our sin, even in our sin, we're to cry out and we're to say, I will trust you. The very first part, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. And then in verse 6, but I trust in the Lord. And then in verse 14, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. Verse 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. But this guy sinned. And therefore he was a reproach among all his enemies, verse 11, but especially among my neighbors, and fear to mine acquaintance that they did see me without fled from me. I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. What do you do with a broken vessel? You can't do anything with it but throw it in the garbage. So he had not responded right. He had not done right. He had sinned. Because of that, everybody was blasting him, hating him. He had hurt people. He had done wrong against them. And did they forgive? No. Did they respond right? No. Or maybe he didn't respond right. Maybe they were angry with him or were sinning against him and he lashed back. I'm gonna protect myself. But he realized it. He said, no, this isn't right. I will trust in the Lord and I will make the sacrifices of righteousness. And I will put my trust in the Lord. And you know where that trust, that lack of trust comes, is because we are full of fear. You read verse 24. You choose to be of good courage. Courage. You face fear. You say, I'm afraid that you're going to keep hurting me, but I am going to be of good courage. I am going to face fear. It doesn't mean it's not there, that I don't feel it, but I'm going to do what is right regardless of how fearful I am. And I'm going to be of good courage. And guess what? Look at God's promise. When you choose to face fear, He makes you right. He strengthens your heart. What's your heart? The way you feel? The way your emotions feel? What you feel like doing? So you're going to face fear. And therefore He's going to give you strength. You're not going to feel like this basket case anymore, because He's going to strengthen your heart. Because where do you hope? How can you face fear without God? God says in the Word, perfect love casts out all fear. That is, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. So you face your fear. You be of good courage. And God strengthens you up to make you choose in your pain, because that's your heart, right? Your pain. Oh, the sacrifices of righteousness become worth it, because then you are strong and you have taken a step closer to God. And it's a good thing. All you that hope in the Lord, trust, hope. Our trust and our hope must be in the Lord. We have to learn to trust in places that we have not trusted before. And I admitted that this week, because I was at a place of pain and desperation and hurt feelings, hurt heart. And I didn't make the sacrifice of righteousness. And I said, I finally admitted in this situation, in this part of my life, I don't trust you. I don't think that you are going to do what's right by me. And this is all ridiculous as I'm saying it, because I know in my mind God is completely trustworthy. Amen. He died for me. He made the ultimate sacrifice of righteousness. But yet my heart is not strong in that. I have not stepped forward and said, I will trust you. But the truth has to come out first. You have to recognize it. You have to say, this is the truth. And I do not trust, and this is my sin. And so I'm pursuing the Lord. And I will trust him in that Gethsemane hour, in that area of my life. Jesus, I ask that all of us, you bring this point in our lives to all of us, that we will trust you where we have not trusted you before. And the darkness will come to light. It will come to light. You will reveal the darkness. And that you will pour your love on us. And you will help us accept your love, so that we will be of good courage. We will make the sacrifice of righteousness. We will choose to trust you, Lord. And that is what faith is. Choosing to trust when it doesn't look easy or feel easy or feel right. It only feels painful. You are worthy of our trust. We declare it to you, Lord. You are worthy of our trust in all areas where there is pain, especially. God, you're the only one who can heal. And I ask that you would bring your love, your loving healing balm into those places. And that you would get us, Lord, get us to the place of choosing to take a step further in trust of you. Because of your love and your great mercy.
Like my sister, I can't hold this verse in either. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and following, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. And all things will hold fast to what is good, I guess. I think that's end of verse 21, but as my sister was saying, I agree with all that, but we must pull through. And as she was saying, you know, you'll probably be facing a lot of tests, a lot of temptation, and a lot of that. Hold fast to what the Word of God is, because that's the best way to go. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm one of the ones that been holding this Word all morning. So I figure I better come and release it. Lord is taking us into a new place. From the worship, deep call unto deep. I felt like in Psalm 24, he's saying, the deep in us is crying out for the deep in him. And in Zechariah 9, let's see if I find my place. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey's colt. And when you get to verse 11, it says, as for you also, because of the blood of his covenant, he will free us from the waterless pit. And he says, restore to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you for all of Judah by bow. So the ones that's been going through the trials, the suffering, the hopelessness, he's saying, because of the blood of his covenant, he's going to restore to us double because of the blood of his covenant. So just go deep. He says, deep cry out unto deep. Ask for rain. It's the time of rain now. He's pouring out on us, but we have to cry out for that rain.
We are hungry.
thirst of you, oh Jesus. A thirsty for more you. They're all about you. all the things I made, we're all about you. We're all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all